Hello, Alan.
Hi, Alan. I called last week and Dr. Wright said to speak to you. I have esophageal cancer, stage 4. I've undergone 2 rounds of chemotherapy, and right now I'm undergoing Keytruda, which is an immunotherapy, so it's not so hard to take as chemotherapy. But my general question is, what do you recommend to help with the fatigue of having cancer and having to go through treatment? Because that's my main problem right now, is just being so super tired all the time.
Oh, that does occur. Now, you're fairly close to our clinic in Tukwila. We do have an IV department where we often give malnutrition IV therapy during cancer. So the tricky part is, you know, looking at the half-life of the chemo and not obviously not interfering with that once while you're going through that, but conventional care is very fatiguing, obviously. So typically we try to balance the adrenal function as much as possible and you know, help to maintain energy that way. There's a product that you might look up on Amazon. It's called Myogen, M-Y-O-G-E-N, right? And okay. it's a precursor to ATP formation in the cells, and that seems to give people a boost.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and
would,
I don't know.
Would vitamin B12 help? I don't have a vitamin B12 deficiency, so I don't know if B12 shots would help. Do you think I should consider it?
Possibly, yeah. Even a combination of B complex with the B12 that might give you a little boost. But yeah, it's common to get really malnourished, and sometimes it's a lack of minerals. You think about vitamins as far as being fatigued, but many times it's the trace elements and the minerals that are lacking in the diet or getting wiped out by all the treatments. So, and of course, with esophageal cancer, you want to have some kind of soothing treatment like aloe vera gel or aloe vera juice. Sometimes we make up a slurry of slippery elm and marshmallow root to help with that. That can
be
pretty soothing.
I've had slippery elm before, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I think that's another thing. I don't know how much weight you've lost, but a lot of times
140 pounds.
Seriously?
It's the best diet plan you could ever go on.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot. Well, fish oil is another thing that we often give to help, you know, prevent the weight loss and cachexia, and of course you don't want to lose too much muscle mass too with the treatments. But yeah, and it does get complicated, obviously, and you want to work with somebody that you feel like can support you through the whole process. So,
okay, go.
All right,
Alan. I really appreciate all your suggestions and comments. And the Tukwila Clinic, do they do like blood tests to check for nutritional values before they do anything?
Oh yeah, we have a laboratory right above the clinic called Meridian Valley Laboratory, and we do a lot of testing. It's a very comprehensive, and we can order just about anything and everything through them. So that's the advantage of our clinic.
Okie doke.
All right, Alan, thanks for the call.
Thank you so very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
You bet. Be well.